أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله يعلم ما في السماء والأرض؟ إن ذلك في كتاب، إن ذلك على الله يسير. ويعبدون من دون الله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا وما ليس لهم به علم، وما للظالمين من نصير. وإذا تتلى عليهم آياتنا بينات تعرف في وجوه الذين كفروا المنكر، يكادون يسطون بالذين يتلون عليهم آياتنا. قل أفأنبئكم بشر من ذلكم؟ النار وعدها الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayat number 70, 71 and 72. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke last about each nation. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them their own mode, their own way of ibadat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows, and Allah has full knowledge of what Allah ta'ala has revealed to the various nations. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to clarify one further aspect. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That do you not know that Allah knows whatever is in the sky and the earth? Besides the shari'i matters, Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of everything. Whether it be in the sky, whether it be in the earth, Allah has full knowledge of all of it. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابَ. With regards to the Shariat, with regards to what Allah Ta'ala had revealed, with regards to the conditions of the people, one is all of that has been recorded in the Lawhi Mahfuz, and then their actions as they carry it out, that has also been recorded in the books of deeds. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And that is very easy for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to send down the Shariat, to see that people follow the Shariat, to record whether they had done so or not done so. All of that is very easy for Allah. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about the kind of ibadat that they worshipped. And Allah says that they worshipped besides Allah. مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانَا. Such gods about which they have absolutely no mandate. They have no authority. They just worship these gods. وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They have no knowledge about these gods because their forefathers had worshipped, their fathers worshipped, they continue this worship. And hence Allah says, وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ نَصِيرٍ. That there is going to be no helper for those who do wrong insofar as dunya is concerned, insofar as akhirat is concerned. One last aspect with regards to the disbelievers, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ. When our clear signs, when our clear verses are recited upon them, the Qur'an Sharif is recited upon the Quraysh of Makkah, تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرِ. Then we will see detest, we will see denial, that is recognized on their faces. If they hated something, they hated the verses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If they hated to listen to something, was the kitab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite it, especially the futilities of the idols. Otherwise we will find that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited this Quran, they would go and listen to it, because they would get that joy also, but they did not want to follow the hukam and the commandments of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. They were almost going to assault those people who recited the verses upon them. When this Quran will speak about the futility of idolatry, idol worship, it was as though they would come and they wanted to assault Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and any believer that spoke the truth. But Allah says, قُلْ أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَدٍّ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Should we not inform you about something that is worse than this Qur'an that you detest? If you have anger, if you have anger about the Qur'an, if you detest this Qur'an, then there is something worse that you will detest. And Allah says, "An-nar," that is the fire of Jahannam. When you see that fire of Jahannam, now you are in a rage. When you see the raging of the fire of Jahannam, what is going to be that time your condition? Then you cannot want to assault someone. Then you cannot show and vent your anger out. Then is going to be disappointment upon disappointment. وَعَدَهَا اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And Allah has promised that to those who disbelieve. In other words, those who die as disbelievers. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ. And it is an evil abode. In other words, a very difficult abode. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows senselessness insofar as the ibadat is concerned. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.